Paul Pelosi attacker wanted to hold Speaker Pelosi hostage and break her kneecaps if she lied. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 31, 2022. David DePop, the man suspected of breaking into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home and attacking her husband, Paul Pelosi, told law enforcement he planned to hold the House Speaker hostage and break her kneecaps if she lied to him. Federal authorities are charging DePop with assaulting an immediate family member of a federal official and attempted kidnapping of a federal official. The federal charges against DePop come amid reports that he was in the country illegally after immigrating from Canada and overstaying his visa. FBI Special Agent Stephanie Miner provided the most detailed account of the attack on Pelosi in her affidavit in support of a criminal complaint and an arrest warrant. DePop told San Francisco Police Department, SFPD, officers he planned to hold Nancy Pelosi hostage and would let her go if she told him the truth. But if she lied, he intended to break her kneecaps. DePop viewed Speaker Pelosi as the leader of the pack of Democrat Party liars and explained that by breaking her kneecaps, she would then have to be wheeled into Congress, which would show other members of Congress there were consequences to actions, FBI agent Miner wrote. DePop also told officers he planned to use Speaker Pelosi to lure other individuals to him. DePop allegedly admitted to using a hammer to break into the Pelosi residence and told investigators he woke Pelosi up and said he was looking for Nancy, who was not in the home at the time. After Pelosi told DePop his wife was not home, he asked how they could resolve the situation. DePop told investigators he wanted to tie Pelosi up so he could get rest, as he was tired from having had to carry a backpack to the Pelosi residence. SFPD officers found zip ties in Pelosi's bedroom and discovered tape, rope, one hammer, two pairs of gloves, and a journal in DePop's backpack. At one point, Pelosi escaped to the bathroom to make a 911 call. It is unknown how, but DePop became aware of Pelosi's phone call to the police yet still decided to stay at the residence. DePop explained that he did not leave after Pelosi's call to 911 because, much like the American founding fathers with the British, he was fighting against tyranny without the option of surrender, Miner wrote. Pelosi and DePop then went downstairs toward the front door. According to Miner's affidavit, Pelosi ran to the door and opened it when law enforcement arrived. The police arrived and knocked on the door, and Pelosi ran over and opened it. Pelosi grabbed onto DePop's hammer, which was in DePop's hand, Miner wrote. At this point in the interview, DePop repeated that DePop did not plan to surrender and that he would go through Pelosi. Officers reportedly observed Pelosi and DePop struggling to control a hammer, with DePop using one hand to control the hammer and his other hand to hold on to Pelosi's forearm. Officers ordered the two to drop the hammer, but then DePop pulled the hammer from Pelosi's hand and hit him over the head with the hammer, which led Pelosi to fall to the ground and apparently lose consciousness. DePop stated that he pulled the hammer away from Pelosi and swung the hammer towards Pelosi, Miner wrote. DePop explained that Pelosi's actions resulted in Pelosi taking the punishment instead. Law enforcement also searched a garage DePop reportedly lived in and seized, among other things, two hammers, a sword, and a pair of rubber and cloth gloves. In addition to federal charges, DePop faces several state charges, including attempted homicide, first-degree burglary, assault with a deadly weapon, and elder abuse, among other things. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.